From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups are marching in demonstrations throughout the United States to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Demonstrations are taking place in large cities, small towns, and even in rural areas. AP's Julie Walker reports on the protests in New York.
This rally in New York City started with a march across the Brooklyn Bridge under the blazing sun. This crowd says they're disgusted with the family separations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is reviewing its entire caseload of about 12,000 migrant children in federal care to determine who might be covered by a judge's ruling requiring that kids separated from their parents be reunited. As a result, the number of children separated from their parents could be larger than the roughly 2,000 that the agency was reporting last week. The judge set a 30-day deadline for reuniting the parents and their children, and quicker for younger kids. I'm Julie Walker.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani allowed National Security Forces Saturday to resume counterinsurgency operations, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations on June 15th for the annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. Ghani later unilaterally extended the truce, hoping it would encourage insurgents to quit violence and seek a negotiated end to the war. The Taliban had also suspended battlefield attacks during the three-day Eid festivities, but ignored Ghani's calls for extending their truce. This is VOA News. A ceasefire agreement signed by South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels was violated Saturday, just hours after it began. Both sides accused the other of initiating attacks in the East Central African nation. A rebel spokesman accused government forces of attacking rebel positions on the outskirts of the northwestern South Sudanese city of Wau, barely 6 hours after the ceasefire took effect. A government spokesman told the Associated Press that the opposition had attacked first. Tens of thousands of people have been killed since South Sudan's civil war began in 2013. The Jordanian army began delivering humanitarian aid to thousands of displaced Syrians who took shelter near its border when major fighting broke out in southern Syria this month. Several thousand Syrians had gathered near a closed border crossing early Saturday, pleading to enter Jordan, which closed its borders after the Syrian army launched a major offensive, uprooting tens of thousands of people. The effort to locate 12 boys and their soccer coach missing in a cave in Thailand for a week picked up pace on Saturday as a break in the rain eased flooding in the system of caverns. The search effort in the northern province of Chiang Rai has been going slowly, largely because flooding has blocked rescuers from going through chambers to get deeper into the cave. Jessica Tate heads a U.S. Air Force team that is helping in the search.
So working side by side with our Thai partners, you know, those combined surveys, looking for alternative entry points, that's something that is being led by the Thai government, but something that we are supporting and working because we are providing that advice and assist.
The boys, age 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old coach entered the sprawling cave after a soccer game on June 23rd, but near-constant rains have thwarted the search for them. Mexicans will elect a new president Sunday, and voters in the nation appear to be heading to the ballot box with sweeping change in mind. Polls consistently show the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, also known as AMLO, with a double-digit lead. Voters will also pick candidates to fill 128 seats in the country's Senate and 500 seats in the Chamber of Deputies. Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto, first elected in 2012, has an historically low approval rating. Peña Nieto's critics say he has done little to change corruption and violence in the country. At the World Cup football tournament, former champion France beat Argentina 4-3, and Uruguay ousted Portugal 2-1. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.